Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
Happy New Year. I like New Year's Eve. Reflecting on the past year, looking forward to the next, it's a time for predictions and resolutions and affirmations for the coming year. A New Year's resolution has been a tradition since ancient times and is practiced throughout most of the world today. It's usually an affirmation for some type of self-improvement. It can be a resolve to take a walk every day, stop procrastinating, improve your relationship with God, or be more punctual at meetings. Here's a resolution from the early 20th century, written by Bishop John Vincent. Every morning of the new year, I will try to live a simple, sincere, and serene life, repelling promptly every thought of discontent, anxiety, discouragement, impurity, and self-seeking, cultivating cheerfulness, generosity, charity, and the habit of holy silence, exercising economy in daily expenditures, carefulness in conversation, diligence in appointed service, fidelity to every trust, and a childlike trust in God. That's a very admirable laundry list, but it demonstrates some of the problems with most resolutions. First, taking on too much at once is a setup for failure. How successful do you think you'd be repelling every single thought of anxiety and impurity? Taking any one or two of those statements would stand a better chance of success. Secondly, none of it is measurable. How will you know if you've successfully exercised carefulness in conversation? I found an early 1900s postcard with a simpler resolution. Resolve to renew all of your old resolves and add a few that are new. Resolve to keep them as long as you can. What more can a poor man do? Now that actually sounds like a great New Year's toast, but it has the problem of being too vague for a successful resolution. Some resolutions are just well-intentioned ideas, like to wake up cheerful or to treat people better. But some resolutions are actually vital life decisions, like stopping drinking or drug use or smoking. I put these resolutions in a different category because the stakes are much higher. With these decisions, it is vital to have a plan. A resolution without a plan is just a good intention. Stop drinking is not a plan, but going to Alcoholics Anonymous meetings is. Stop smoking is not a plan, but contacting your doctor or tobacco-free Humboldt to find out about ways to stop, that's a plan. If you're planning a big change, it'll be more successful if you tell people. Write your change down on a commitment card to remind yourself and anticipate some setbacks and failures. If you relapse on alcohol or chewing tobacco, it doesn't mean you have to return to your old ways. Renew your commitment. Get back on that pony. I look forward to 2016, but not necessarily the presidential primaries and elections. In my monthly community comments, I resolve to stay positive as long as I can. What more can a poor man do? This is Mike Goldsby for Community Comment.
Community Comment, presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.